Award-winning violinist Rachel Barton Pine is the featured soloist with the Champaign-Urbana Symphony Orchestra this weekend, first for their concert at Krannert Center for the Performing Arts tomorrow night, then for a special Sunday Salon fundraising event at Urbana Country Club on Sunday. Pine will perform the Barber Violin Concerto with the CU Symphony at tomorrow night's concert, a work that she says has multiple facets that appeal to her.
No, it's absolutely gorgeous, and you know, it really does have that, you know, American feel of the wide open spaces and that soaring, you know, and sometimes pastoral. But the second movement definitely gets more dramatic. And one thing I also love about it is the type of violin playing that comes from that era in the 1930s, 1940s. If you listen to the old movie soundtracks, there are so many what you might call slurpy slides, where rather than playing in a more expressive but clean way, the violinist would actually kind of goo the notes together by, you know, moving their fingers between them more slowly. You know, that's instead of going da-dum, they might go da-dum, that kind of thing. And so you actually get to indulge in that in this concerto, because it's not really complete without that stuff. It's not written into the music, because the artist has, you know, the personal freedom to decide exactly where to put those slides, and everybody does it differently, but you have to have some. It would be like having a wonderful dish with no herbs and spices. It would just be utterly bland. Yeah, so that's just really fun. And then, you know, the wild ride of the last movement, which apparently the dedicatee, the original violinist for whom it was written, had rejected the concerto, saying that he felt that the third movement was too disjointed, you know, that it didn't fit with the other two. But I had the great pleasure at the end of his life, Ralph Berkowitz, the legendary pianist who had been present when the work was given its unofficial read-through, basically with another violinist, because the original violinist had said, "Oh, the first two movements are too easy, and you know, not enough fireworks." And then it was like a Goldilocks situation. He said, "Oh, the last movement is too hard," and you know, later he claimed not to have said that, and said that, "Oh, it's just that it didn't fit artistically," and you know, but yeah, Ralph Berkowitz was telling me this whole story and how, you know, the person who had paid for the concerto said, "Okay, well, we need our money back now." And Barbara was like, "Well, I've already spent it on living expenses to write this, you know, to as I was writing it, and I don't have it to return to you. And anyway, it is a good piece." And so they had to, like, convene this jury of heavy hitters, you know, the president of the Kurtz Institute, one of the great conservatories of the time, and, you know, and then also, like, some famous composers and stuff like that, and Ralph played the piano, and another young violinist played the violin part to show that, number one, it was playable, it wasn't too hard to be played, and number two, it was a good piece, and everybody agreed that it was. And so Barber got to keep his money, and a different violinist, actually Albert Spaulding of the famous baseball Spauldings, who was one of the great established violin soloists of the time, he ended up giving the premiere.
And I understand as well, when you're with us this weekend, not only will you be performing as the featured soloist Saturday night, but you'll also be taking part in the Sunday Salon, a 60th anniversary benefit celebration for the CU Symphony Orchestra. You'll be performing with Stephen Alltop at the Urbana Country Club for that. What kind of things might be on the performance Sunday?
Yeah, it's going to be a really eclectic mix. We're going to play a couple of works for violin and piano, because, of course, your conductor is also a wonderful keyboardist. And so that's going to include my special version of Brahms' Lullaby. That was the title track of my first ever Billboard number one album, my Violin Lullabies album. And I made that album for my daughter. My daughter herself is going to join me. She's 8 years old and has become a very enthusiastic violinist. And we're going to do some duets that we frequently play, including some of the works that my foundation has dug up by composers of African descent, black composers from around the world, from the 1700s to the present day. So we have a composer from Nigeria, composer from Brazil, some American stuff. And we're also doing a Baroque-era Scottish sonata that we just put together for some Robert Burns celebrations this month.
I understand as well you've got a new recording featuring a couple of violin concertos as well. Could you tell us a little bit about that project?
Dvorak and Kachaturian, both of them concertos I've lived with for many, many years, one Czech and one Armenian, and they have really flavorful use of rhythms and melodies and, you know, just lush, gorgeous orchestration, really passionate pieces. And actually, your conductor, Stephen Alltop, and I once did the Kachaturian with another orchestra, the Elmhurst Symphony, and I'll never forget that performance because halfway through the show, somebody in the audience happened to be standing at the back of the hall. It was this gorgeous kind of cathedral-like space, and so there was a light switch on the wall that actually turned off all the lights for the entire room. The orchestra was plunged into darkness. And so I kept playing my part, and a moment later somebody figured this out and turned the switch back on, and the orchestra picked up what they had left off, and the concert carried on. But boy, that was a memorable moment for sure. And I think we made some jokes afterwards about classical music experimenting with light shows to try to, you know, bring in new audiences, and how, you know, really it shouldn't mess around with that stuff.
That's Rachel Barton Pine performing Kachaturian's Violin Concerto with the Royal Scottish National Orchestra. She's performing with the CU Symphony tomorrow night at Krannert Center for the Performing Arts, where she'll perform Barber's Violin Concerto. For more information about that concert and the Sunday Salon performance at the Urbana Country Club, you can find that information at cusymphony.org.